The new administration is going to focus on two things. We have had a mandate, and that creates a major power shift to the Republican Party, which is now a much more united behind a particular ideology, which is almost a business-like capitalist approach to renovating government and renovating the country as a whole. You'll see industrial policies. You're going to see much more use of technology to create an America first, renovating the United States and renovating government. And so now we're going to see that mandate being pursued in conflict with the bureaucracy it has to deal with, and also whatever the opposition is. And so you see appointments to those jobs of tough people who are united behind that that mandate. That's what we're going to see, and it won't be smooth sailing, but it'll be quite something. That will put aside some of the Democrat or the left mandate in terms of creating broader-based job or education or poverty alleviation or social programs or the environmental mandate. So we know that that's part of it. The second part of it, so number one, renovate. Number two is prepare for war, or at least the possibility of war. So we have internationally a conflict, the great power conflict, with China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. That conflict is part of that world dynamic, and that'll be pursued in that same way. That change in policy is an important change in policy, because we're coming from an era in which there was a world order of an intended harmony. That era is over, and we're now moving into a we, them, and which side are you on type of economic policy and political policy. And not everybody wants to follow. And so that element of moral leadership, and it's a system for the wholes that's rule-based, is now changing. And so we're going to see more international risks and conflict. So my answers to your questions are both about what's happening now, but also I want to remind you of the template. So I would say, if you haven't seen this 5-minute video, please, it's a condensation of a 40-minute video. So see the 40-minute video if you can, or read the book, The Changing World Order, because all of this stuff has happened before and you need a context for that. So that's the best I can give you. You know, teach a man how to fish rather than give him the fish. So I think that that template is what I refer to, and I think it might help you, if you have it in your head, to look at everything as it's transpiring.